It's already 8:07. Because of prior engagements, Mr. Linton won't be able to make it this morning. This is schedule. But we're going to do this, and I did promise you that as well. This is the hot set. Bishop Miles here. Let's listen. Very interesting comment there.
In my limited knowledge of the politics of the days of M.A.M. Dupre, some of which I learned from my reading of Irving Andre's biographies of Frank Baron and Eulie Blanc, I got the distinct impression that it was a time when politics in Dominica was an exciting and interesting thing to follow and to be part of, notwithstanding the economic and social challenges of the time. Those were the days when a parliamentary debate was followed by many, not simply for the issues, but for the theatrics. By this, I'm not limiting the capacity of our people to a high level of political discourse. I'm only saying here that there was a time when politics could deal, or politicians could deal with difficult and serious issues with a certain lightness of spirit. It was a time when opposing parties dealt with the differences in the parliamentary chamber, but hobnobbed with each other in the social and communal setting. It was not too long ago that many party faithfuls followed political rallies for the lime and the good time. Sometimes they returned home not even knowing what was said on the platform. But today, instead, we see a display of deep animosity between politicians and among their faithful followers. Why should families and colleagues remain so divided for years after general elections? The passing of M.A.M. Dupre begs for the words of the Trinidadian Calypsonian Richard Nappy Myers in his song, "Bring back the old time days. Bring back them old time ways. Bring back the old time days. Bring back them old time ways." You will agree with me, my dear friends, that politics in Dominica and in the Caribbean in general, and maybe in the world at large, has become much too tense. I remember the days in St. Lucia when we looked forward to the parliamentary debates just for the laughter. I recall one day when one of the Bousquet brothers was in contempt of parliament and was asked to apologize to one of the ministers on the opposing side. In his absolute simplicity, he said, "Madam Speaker, I apologize, but I say it already." With this utterance, the entire parliament were under the desk with uncontrollable laughter. I am of the view that we have gotten much too serious in our politics, and that is killing us. I have often heard...
You're hearing the Bishop of Roseau, His Lordship Miles Eyre, speaking of politics. It has become much more tense, much too tense. Bring back the old-time days, Bishop Miles Eyre is saying. But Bishop Miles Eyre, some people might say to you this morning, and fair comment, why don't you start that message within the church, the hierarchy of the church? Good morning, good morning, good morning. 8:12, bring back the old time days. Hello.
Morning, Matt.
Morning. Very powerful message there.
It's too late.
Is it too late?
That's right.
This caller is suggesting that it's too late. Let me see what other people have to say this morning. Hello. We're too divisive. We're fighting each other, family hating each other. It goes on and on and on. The bishop is very concerned. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matt, I too, you know, can remember the good old days, you know, politics. And, you know, guys, there would be a lot of humor instead of this. The tension in there is so tight now. You know, I remember many years ago when the late Eden Durant, he was a member of parliament for the Freedom Party. And when he crossed the floor, because in those days, he was with the Labour Party, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days...
Are you there? Hello? I don't know when just sent out there. Hello, talk to me.
Morning to you and your listeners.
Morning.
Before I make my contribution pertaining to the topic at hand, I want to, on behalf of my family and myself, and on behalf of Gentle Rest management and staff, extend our deepest condolences to Judith Pestina and the Pestina family.
Yes.
The passing of an icon, a great man, a man who has served his country with pride and with dignity, June Pestina. Matt, you're asking this question. Bring back
the old time days. It says we are too divisive there. Politics have become too divisive, huh?
Politics has become too divisive, and he's saying that bring back the old days.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is that he, the very same bishop, has a priest who continue to preach and preach and preach the Labour Party and to denigrate and to say all sorts of things in church while he's preaching. That bishop has never once called that priest. And from time to time, people are saying, why is that priest so political?
Well, maybe he has spoken to him quietly. We cannot say he hasn't spoken to him. We can't say that. But he hasn't spoken to him publicly. That's what you mean. Hello? Something is going on here. Are you there, Copel? I don't know what's going on. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt, I was on with you and I just got cut off.
Yes, Copel, the same thing happened. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, Matt, I was talking about Eden Durant, who used to be a member of parliament for the Labour Party.
Yes.
And in those days, the Labour Party used to walk out of the house. That was when Freedom Party, the Dame, was in power. Now, Eden Durant decided to cross the floor, and then he left the Freedom Party side. He left the Labour Party side and went to meet the Freedom Party. And when he did that, Rosie Douglas stood up and he said, may his soul rest in peace. And the speaker said, but Mr. Douglas, the man is not dead. And Mr. Douglas replied, but Madam Speaker, I did not say amen. And I remember there was a time the late Alan Carbon was in Parliament, and I think it was Mike Douglas who said that the man came to Parliament with a long, short pants. You know? So there was a lot of humor in those days, and, you know, guys didn't take it so personal. You didn't have all that suing, everybody suing and everything. So I believe that, you know, we just too much on edge now, and we have to get back to, you know, sanity, man, because what's going on now, you can't open your mouth, whether it's in parliament or whether it's on the radio, you know, you cannot talk. Everybody's sitting, waiting, and they're taping, and they want to sue you, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, but I just believe that we need to sit back a bit and try and look at what we're doing and think about the business of the country instead of our own self. Have a good morning, Matt.
Good morning to you, too. There was a time when the bishop could be referred to as our boy by any political party. So, Bishop Malzahn, somebody says, is part of the problem and not the solution. Hello, talk to me. On the telephone, hi.
Matt, good morning.
Morning.
Matt, you took my steam away, but what I was going to say is that we'd like to go back to the days when the bishop was nobody's boy, not when both parties referred to him as boy. We'd like to go back to the days when he was not anybody's boy. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Happy birthday to my son, Jay Barron, from mom and dad, brothers, grandma, and all others enjoy St. Kitts to my son, Jai Barron, there. Yeah? And good morning from your dad, especially Mr. Frederick Barron. Hello, talk to me. Hello.
Hello, good day.
Hi.
Is that Q95?
It is Q95, yes.
Okay. I was calling from overseas.
You're calling from your office?
Overseas.
Oh, yes, you can talk to me, my brother.
That's Johnny.
Yes, Johnny, you can talk to me. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm hearing you, my brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I'm saying that the bishop comments are, that's too late, you know?
Well, why you think it's too late? Why you think it's too late?
Because all the time we've, the amount of blows over these past 7 years that we've been getting from this government, and the bishop has kept quiet. And now, he's trying to score some points. He's probably losing some members.
So your point is that the bishop is a little too late. But they say it's better late than ever. It's 8:19. Hi.
Sorry, Matt, I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
I was saying that people are saying about that priest that is very political.
Mm-hmm.
And it continue. It continue and it is continuing, which means to say the bishop has not addressed that matter. Look at an individual who said that the bishop is our boy. Look at the amount of things Mr. Skerritt have been saying. Go in their faces and wash your hands in their face and call them this and call them that. Have you heard the bishop condemn these things? No. Why he has not condemned this thing? Because the government assisted them with their roof. Even if the government assists you with your roof, what is right is right and what is wrong is wrong. And the bishop has no right to talk about politics. His aim is to put peace and tranquility, tell people about the Bible. Those priests know, and the bishop is more involved in politics than those politicians. Wolf in sheep clothing.
Good morning. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, Matt, morning. Morning. How are you?
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm loving that copy, wherever I is. Right on target.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I mean, Matt, most likely he didn't get the $3 million that he was hoping to get. You know, so he can talk, but he's still talking in forked tongue. He's not saying what he's supposed to be saying. Let the people know exactly what's going on. You see, apparently, it's only now the bishop find out what is going on in the country. An inspired man of God, one of the most inspired people supposedly in Dominica, Bishop.
Somebody says here, Matt, the bishop is as guilty. Since in the old days, the bishop at the time would have spoke out of the ears of the government. Are you there, caller? No, you're not. Let's move to another phone call. Hi. 449-3095. Hi.
I just want to talk about a caller just a while ago, Mr. He's talking a little confused because he said the bishop shouldn't get involved in politics, and then he's saying the bishop should talk about everything. What did
did he say that? 8:21, maybe a little confused there. Hello, talk to me.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and
mm-hmm. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm giving thanks, bro.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Professor King.
Okay.
Matt, let me say blessings to you, His Lordship. That's a man who visited me at the hospital, prayed for me, Matt, anointed me. A guy next side of my bed, he said, wasn't you finished? I said, no, man, the bishop is my boy. Just joking, Matt. But, you know, and I call him father. I call him His Lordship. Those who vex, too bad for you early this morning there. His Lordship, I mean, it is convenient. And this guy is ending up being impulsive. No disrespect, Matt. I would not want to say it is hypocritical or pretentious about of the bishop. But, Matt, I mean, we have gotten much too serious in a world where there is climate change, Matt. In a world where people become more brutal and murderous and lawless and ruthless. My brethren, you can't go back to the old time days. You deal with now, the power of now. Matt, I just need to tell my brethren, bro, you deal with the relevant issues. Going back in time is avoiding what is in front of you. Bring back. We are not going back anywhere. I mean, bring back the milk and honey. Now it's Boston chubby. I got to talk about Bishop. You know, so really and truly, Matt, the level of hypocrisy, and I'm not referring to my lord, his lordship, that is being exercised and in the avoidance of the relevant and current issues. No wonder the bishop want to go back. My brethren, let us deal with what is at hand. Matt, today is the deadline for the whole thing having to do with Homeland Security. Matt, requesting information. You there with me?
I'm here with you, yes.
Yeah, you know, today is the deadline, the 21st.
21st Friday, yes.
And we're looking to be sanctioned. Is anything being done? Matt, electoral reform. Matt, the level of murder and violence. A dead body was there, his bishop. You could have said something. I mean, the brother died of natural causes or old age or whatever. But my brethren, a man that is so influential like you and you have that congregation, my brethren, you could have said so much rather than wanting to revert to the old-time days. No, it don't happen like that, my brethren. When you get old, Matt, you can't get back young until you're born again. You die and you come again. So I would just want to say, my brethren, that is what people have problems with, people like you and Carlisle and everybody. Deal with current issues. Deal with relevant and substantive issues rather than skirting around issues. My lord, his lordship. You're not my lordship, but his lordship. Let us deal with the issues and do not appear to be hypocritical or pretentious about it. There are too many things happening in this blessed land. And you were not there during the times you were talking about. You were not in Dominica. So let us deal with what you know and what you can see and what you're witnessing, my brethren. Have a blessed day, Matt.
Have a blessed day. Good morning to you too. Hello.
Matt, good morning to you and the listening public.
How are you?
I'm blessed, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me first extend condolences to Joey Lewis, his siblings, and his extended family, the relatives and friends, and to all who have this in the family. Let them be strong in these trying times. That is a debt we all have to pay. Just be strong and hold the thought, my brothers. Now, to Miles there, Matt, we have too many double standards and hypocrisy in this country. So many things were going on in our beautiful Dominica. Miles there opened his mouth not to say anything. If you condemn anything, you have to condemn it in the public, not in the secret. That God has asked him to do a job which he is not, none of us not perfect, but he is not doing it the way he's supposed to do it. Satan come to kill, to destroy, and to steal. When people take part in the Illuminati, in the abyss, my brother, you don't expect love, godliness, and unity, and peace to prevail in this country. When people think that they can go through the devil, when the devil they go through his demonic activities, you don't expect it to be like in the past when you stay there and you condone all kinds of things that were going on. You never open your mouth. Now you come and talk foolishness to our people. Then this day and age, latter a clear way, you know. All you could fool people before, not today. It's not the time when all you to take the Bibles and burn them. Those days are long gone. We are living in another period of time again. You can't fool not even the little children that born yesterday. Fathers for those big head, old headed people like me and others. Have a blessed day, Matt. Thank you very much.
Have a blessed day. Let's listen a little while again to the Bishop of Roseau.
Watch out, summer. Mapping is doing it big. From
we're coming back after this.
August with free installation and cash prizes. Here's the drill. New customers, sign up for any of our services and pay no installation, plus a chance to win cash prizes every week. Existing subscribers, pay off your outstanding balance and you too will qualify to win. Sign up, pay up and win, win, win. Because life is better with Mapping.
In my limited knowledge of the politics of the days of M.A.M. Dupre, some of which I learned from my reading of Irving Andre's biographies of Frank Barron and Eoli Glan, I got the distinct impression that it was a time when politics in Dominica was an exciting and interesting thing to follow and to be part of. notwithstanding the economic and social challenges of the time. Those were the days when a parliamentary debate was followed by many, not simply for the issues, but for the theatrics. By this, I am not limiting the capacity of our people to a high level of political discourse. I'm only saying here that there was a time when politics could deal, or politicians could deal with difficult and serious issues with a certain lightness of spirit. It was a time when opposing parties dealt with the differences in the parliamentary chamber, but hobnobbed with each other in the social and communal setting. It was not too long ago that many party faithfuls followed political rallies for the lime and the good time. Sometimes they returned home not even knowing what was said on the platform. But today instead, we see a display of deep animosity between politicians and among their faithful followers. Why should families and colleagues remain so divided for years after general elections? The passing of N.A.N. Ducray begs for the words of the Trinidadian Calypsonian, Richard Nappy Myers, in his song, "Bring back the old time days. Bring back them old time ways. Bring back the old time days. Bring back them old time ways." You will agree with me, my dear friends, that politics in Dominica and in the Caribbean in general, and maybe in the world at large, has become much too tense. I remember the days in St. Lucia when we looked forward to...
I think you've gotten the point. The bishop thinks that, you know, today's politics have become too tense, huh? Too much division, family fighting family for politics. What has gone wrong? Hello, talk to me.
Matt.
Uh-huh.
The bishop and us, Matt Dominican, no more against us matters. No, defect, bishop, don't defect anyone lying, speak the truth at all times. Fix the Catholic Rift Church for us right away. Stop bleeding Dominican money. That's all.
Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Good morning to your listeners.
Yeah.
I've been listening. I drive to my destination there. I'm listening to one of your callers. The two before him, and they seem to focus on the messenger and not really the message.
Mm.
You've been playing that clipping since yesterday, and it's, to me, it's very clear that it's a very relevant message. And the reference to bring back the good old days is not about going back. It's about how we approach our issues of today. The issues that we are addressing as a nation today, the bishop, his honorable, his worship, is saying that we need to have a situation where we can dialogue amongst each other in differences, but we must always have the focus that we're always seeking the best for our country. So even though we are on different sides, we should be able to dialogue and try to reach consensus or agreement. And if not, in terms of our political system, when we've elected our leaders, at the end of the election period, as a country, we should be focused again to be objective.
So what has gone wrong, my brother? What has gone wrong? Why is it like it is today? Because I'm hearing from the callers this morning that the bishop, many of who respect, is too selective on the issues that he want to speak about.
Yes, and again, too, one of your callers said that the church should not really be involved in politics, and when I say the church, it includes the bishop and all the clergy. And again, it's because of their influence and the fact that it could be divisive. So what the church has done through the bishop is actually try to set a template or a standard, a form, a method of approach that we can address all issues, because we are going to have issues and differences, but the church should not have positions on these issues. The church, to my mind, should facilitate us having an open discussion about the issues and being guided by godliness and spirituality and the objective that we all strive for, a better country, a godly country.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Let's move on. Everybody would have a different opinion. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, limited. The bishop maybe wasn't there in the time when politics started here. But I was there, and I can tell you in the time of Freedom Party and Labour Party, the politics was not like that. It only happens when United Workers come in for come around and they start behaving in that kind of way, they behave in that, create that kind of situation. So I believe these things need to change. You need to ask yourself a question and to come will and come again, because this is causing confusion, it is causing pain, it is causing destruction, and they have to think of a different approach in order to bring Dominica to the politics of before, how it used to be, how it used to have joke in parliament, or talk and speak their mind. Nothing like suing in the times of labor and freedom. Nobody never sue nobody. Why have all this suing going on now? Is a different approach of politics. And it's the United Workers Party that brings it.
All right. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
I think your last caller is very, 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 very wrong about that. The United Workers Party is not the one who started the suing thing at all.
But it's his opinion, huh?
But I think, you know, and he can be corrected. You know what I mean, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
But Matt, you know, I want to defer with some of the callers who called and said that the bishop came out too late. We have been asked, haven't you been asking for the bishop to talk, Matt?
For a very long time.
For a very long time. And what he said yesterday on Wednesday at the funeral was well in order. It was in order. You know, I mean, what did they want him to do? Come out in the pulpit and blast the government or blast the opposition. He was generalizing. That is what he did. He generalized, and his comments were very, very, very well in order, you know. And you know, we have to have respect for people. I have never come on the radio and refer to the Prime Minister as Kerrit. I would say Prime Minister Kerrit. So please, callers, if you do not want to acknowledge him as bishop, you can say Pastor Malze, because he's pastoring. So just don't just come out and say Malze. I mean, come on. This is a very respectable position in any country, and Dominica is by no exception at all. So we have all been saying, look, let us forget about the politics and move on. But we are this is exactly what those of us were saying it. This is exactly what we are doing. Please, and I mean, the bishop called on all stakeholders in politics, everybody in politics. He called on them. That was a general call that he was making. So he could not have come out there and bash the government or bash Prime Minister Spirit or blast Mr. Linton. He couldn't do that at all. He had to speak, and it was a very, very good forum for that matter, because the politicians were there. The president was there, and all stakeholders in politics were there. So it was a very good thing that he did. Very, and I want to congratulate him for that.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. It's 8:36. Hello.
Yes, Matt. Good morning. Sorry to call you again.
Okay.
I want to make it abundantly clear that I never bashed the bishop. I bash his principles. And I'm saying you are the leader of the majority of Christian people in this country.
Catholics.
And you're supposed to show some leadership. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, okay, you won't go on and generalize. If something is not right, and you should know if you're following what is happening around you as a leader, that things are not right. And who's not making it right? Who is not making it? Is it the opposition? What can the opposition do? The opposition hardly sue anybody. And you should know those type of things and come out straight and tell the people, because that is leadership. You have to be strong. They'll generalize. That is what I'm talking about. And he is not able to do that. Have a good day, Matt.
Have a great day, too. 449-3095. Telephones are ringing out. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you.
Matt, a grave injustice was carried out to the school children and the people of Dominica.
Why?
The funeral of Mr. Ducre, they erased a major section of the man's history. I'm saying shame on Dominican News Online, because they're the ones that I read that I couldn't care less about the others. How could they have erased that part of the history when E.O. Liebler fired him together with two other ministers? I've been searching the net, searching all the media houses. They absolutely, totally erased that section from his...
A eulogy or what?
That's right, yes. Well, why did they do such a thing to Mr. Ducre? He had a falling out with Mr. Leblanc, our prime minister back then. Was it in 72, 73, thereabout? Maybe Clem can come and call and give us that part of the history because his mom was involved. Why did they do that? I want the media houses to tell us why.
I understand your point here, but you're a little off subject here, my good friend, Mr. Peter. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Good morning. What I'm about to say is not for a politician not involving Limati or Lodge and so on. I'm talking to simple politicians. So I believe that if politicians treat each other as opponents and not enemies,
mm-hmm.
things will be much better. If we look at each other as opponents, we see politics as a game, and we not seek to accuse each other falsely. You understand? If we are caught in the wrong, we would ask for apology, ask for forgiveness, and we will try and move on from there. Because the Bible said we are each other keeper, brother's keeper. And if we are each other brother's keeper in politics, we try and show love. And without love, no man can enter into heaven. So we should, in Dominican politics, we should get back into a more simple form of politics where you can see each other as an opponent and not as an enemy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's move on. Take more telephones. Telephone calls. Hello.
Matt, good morning.
Uh-huh.
The man who called, I'm talking about, we should not refer to him as Malvay. So go to the Bible. Scroll it from Genesis to Revelation and see if all the men or people they refer to in the Bible had any hand to their name. And you want to talk about he could not have said that? 17 years we have been in a crisis. He could not have said it on that forum there, but he could have said it somewhere else. You as a leader of a church, you say you represent God. You're supposed to open your mouth and say where the thing is wrong and where it is right, and not in secrecy. You're supposed to make the government or the opposition or whoever that is doing something wrong in the country open your mouth in public, just like when they can say it on the pulpit in the church to say it. Say it in the public that everybody can hear. It's true. Hypocrisy and double standard. That is why we wouldn't get nowhere far. Have a blessed day.
Somebody says, Matt, opinions are not facts or truth, and also facts are not truth either. Truth remains standing as victor. It's 8:40, 22, 9 o'clock. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, yes.
No, Matt, it's amazing that the gentleman said about calling Mr. Malzer, Bishop Malzer. But when you sit down and you think of even Jesus Christ, did anybody call Jesus Christ Bishop or anything like that? They call him Jesus. Up till today, everybody's saying Jesus. So, you know, that doesn't matter. That doesn't, you know, you're just trying to create more problems. Now, the other thing is, you know, I heard a gentleman talking about workers caused all the problems. Was workers the one that said about going on them in the funerals and all these places? Did they the one that said go to hunt them down like Al-Qaeda? You know, I mean, come on. You know, if you're looking at who's setting the war among us, think good, man. Because if any of the people that support the political party in power would be talking about the economy and not talking about all these things, if they want to fix the problem, let us now talk about the economy and let us see if the government that have been there for 17 years is actually fixing our economy. Thank you, Matt.
Those were the days, huh? When we loved our neighbor, even if he or she supported a different party, it's no more. I miss those days, Barry's having, tell me.
Remember the songs used to make you rock away. Those were the days when love used to rain.
Somebody says, Matt, I think that the bishop's statement is good. The bishop asked for unity and an improvement in the quality of our politics. That is good. The bishop is not a politician. Hello, talk to me.
Matt.
Uh-huh.
See, when things are being said, we have to be able to listen properly and respond accurately. Remember I said, Matt, if you do not want to call the bishop a pastor, as a bishop, call him pastor.
But you cannot dictate to anybody, my friend, what to call who. Believe me. Hello, talk to me. Hi. There's some people who refer to Mr. Skerritt as doctor, and there's some who will not do that. It's 8:43. Hi.
Yes, Matt. Blessed good morning.
To you.
Good morning,
sir.
To you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
Good.
How are you, Matt?
All right.
Matt, I personally believe that Mr. Mazze should have spoken out a long time. I mean, Matt, we have seen so many criminal activities happen under this administration, Matt. Recently, we heard what Mr. Skerritt told his people that whenever they meet members of the United Workers Party, to call them traitor, it could be on an aircraft, it could be in a cemetery, it could be in a burial ground, etc. And Bishop Mazze never came out to speak about against that, Matt. We saw where Bon Emmanuel was brutally attacked, where he was almost murdered. Bishop Mazze chose to stay silent, Matt. I mean, what else?
I don't know what happened to you, sir. Your telephone shut down there. 8:44 is the morning time. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back after this.
Every morning for The Hot Seat on Q95. The latest happening events, breaking stories, and behind-the-scenes in-depth investigative reports. Stay locked for more fair and balanced talk on The Hot Seat on Q95. The Big Station.
Beat the heat. You want to feel cool all the time? Well, here's a deal of a lifetime. Own today a top-quality air-conditioned unit from Tong Refrigeration. It's as easy as $186 monthly. Anybody can have it. Just ask for the cool and easy payment plan. Cool and easy at Tong Refrigeration at Foco Lane.
Terms and conditions apply.
Beat the heat. You want to feel cool all the time? Well, here's a deal of a lifetime. Own today a top-quality air-conditioned unit from Tong Refrigeration. It's as easy as $186 monthly. Anybody can have it. Just ask for the cool and easy payment plan. Cool and easy at Tong Refrigeration at Foco Lane.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my mom shops at Save A Lot for all our school supplies. Shoes, stationery, bags, water bottles, and food containers. Fabric for my uniforms. Mom gets coloring books and crayons for my little sister. We love the sharpeners, character pens, bags, and pencils that mom chooses. Save A Lot is the best.
I choose Save A Lot because it's the one-stop shop for all school supplies for my growing girl. I do not have to worry about the quality and price because Save A Lot got everything we need at affordable prices.
Preschoolers to college students, Save A Lot got you covered. Spend $100 in Save A Lot HBC and enter for a chance to win a bookshelf valued at $700. Come on down to Save A Lot for all your school supplies. Save A Lot, make back to school shopping easy.
Watch out, summer. Mapping is doing it big from 17th July to 31st August with free installation and cash prizes. Here's the drill. New customers, sign up for any of our services and pay no installation, plus a chance to win cash prizes every week. Existing subscribers, pay off your outstanding balance and you too will qualify to win. Sign up, pay up and win, 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 because life is better with mapping.
Ole, 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 ole.
Football, football.
Ball Football. The Dominica Football Association presents the grand opening of the National Under 17 Boys Football League this Sunday at the Windsor Park Stadium from 3 p.m. Come see 10 clubs battle for the Ballorama title. It's youth football at its best. Who will be the next Julian Wade, Glenson Prince, or Brielle Thomas? Or the next Michael George, Robertson Hippolyte Coco Shoe, or even Ronaldo or Messi? It's okay to dream big, you know. But let's get back to reality. Come see the best of Dominica youth on show this Sunday at the Windsor Park Stadium from 3 p.m. It's the grand opening of the Dominica Football Association Under 17 tournament. Don't miss it!
House Party Volume 1, House Party Volume 1, House Party Volume 1! Hot Bowie pour Globin, Hot Cap ici pour Kasha Komuna, l'âge de Grand Monde, tout le monde! Tima 6e août, Tima 6e août, on the strip, Lale Coco! House Party Volume 1! Au Guaboum Super, au Guabal Extraordinaire, Prospect Kyla, Mr. Mix aussi! DJ Flintastic, DJ Mafia, Oprah, Martin the Morning, Prince Wadix Kyla, is this a Golden State Warriors or a Brazil lineup? House Party Volume 1! Look at Boyle Ching down to Tlanwit. Spool Zoukai de San Soka compa reggae country and western. Spoons disco cadence. Essie menam tout qualité music. La jam. Mene mawizo, mene crabs, mene chicks, mene buzo. Chick mene secret bezo. C'est $20, Selma only $20. Look at dance kole arms in arms. Vijay and Vijay. House Party Volume 1 sponsorized by Starin and Sons, Digicel, DBS Radio, QFM, The Big Station, Max Roy Trading, Jamie Plumbing, Davos, Big Edge, Skyrim FM, Tony Sponge, Gator Sounds, Mopping 2K4, et autres messieurs, mesdames. House Party Volume 1, 6e août, Lale Coco, on the street, Sakai Malade.
Football, football. The Dominica Football Association presents the grand opening of the National Under 17 Boys Football League this Sunday at the Windsor Park Stadium from 3 p.m. Come see 10 clubs battle for the Ballorama title. It's youth football at its best. Who will be the next Julian Wade, Glenson Prince, or Brielle Thomas? Or the next Michael George, Robertson Hippolyte Coco Shoe, or even Ronaldo or Messi? It's okay to dream big, you know. But let's get back to reality. Come see the best of Dominica Youth on show this Sunday at the Windsor Park Stadium from 3 p.m. It's the grand opening of the Dominica Football Association Under 17 tournament. Don't miss it!
It's the VF Inc. Youth Series, our theme this year, empowering our youth for a better future.
July 24th to the 29th, 2017.
At the Holy Redeemer Retreat House. This year, our focus will be on building healthy family relationships and lots more. Please call us at 449-9649 to register your child or email us at info@vfinc.org. Or you may visit us on the top floor of 37 Cox Street in the city. It's the VF Inc. Youth Series. Check us out!
It is on. The 2017 Madame Wabdriette Canada Cultural Show is on. Saturday, September 23rd at the St. Peter and Paul Banquet Hall, 231 Milner Avenue. That's Markham Road and the 401 in Toronto, Canada. Showtime is 7 p.m. The best of Dominica's culture will be on display as we celebrate 6 years of Madame Wabdriette Canada. The 2017 Madame Wabdriette Canada Cultural Show, a hot contest of beauty, flair, and color as our lovely ladies battle on stage. There can be only one Madame Wabdriette Canada. This year's theme is Viva Dominique, celebrating Dominica's unique culture. Tickets are just $60 for dinner and the show. Saturday, September 23rd, the 2017 Madame Wabdriette Canada Cultural Show at the St. Peter and Paul Banquet Hall, 231 Milner Avenue in Toronto, Canada. See you there.
Sponsored by Q95, the Big Station.
New York City, New York City, New York City, Esquez up away! The Dominican Calypso Association Stand-Up Tent and Solo Jams present 767 Kaiso Reunion Warm-Up Volume 1 on Saturday, August 19th, 9 p.m. at the Tropical Reflections Ballroom, 4501 Glenwood Road, Brooklyn, New York City! Featuring the reigning 3-time Calypso Monarch of Dominica, King Carissa! Also, Ted Rodman's Monarchs, Lady V! And the side! Also, Daddy Chess, Tasha P. Webb, Jenny Lucas, Jen Genius Dosset, Scrunter, Trendsetter, Observer, 2017 Kaiso, Queen Janae, King Solo, King Trinada, King Wizard, King Rabbit, and the record-breaking King Dice! Backed up by Swinging Stars, entrance $40 in advance and $50 at the door. Saturday, August 19th. New York City and the Tri-State, Tom Madepo, Kaiso, me Kaiso, Daddy Chess, where you still at? Supported by DBS Radio, Vibes Radio, DigiCell, Discover Dominican Authority, KRFM, QFM, TNO, the Government of Dominican, Dominican Calypso Association, Solo Jams, and more! 767 Kaiso Reunion, Volume 1. Saturday, August 19th, New York City, Sakaiba!
Somebody's saying to me something interesting here. Bro, I know of a lady who gave her son a piece of land. The son didn't vote the party she support. She took the piece of land back. Can you believe that? Hello, talk to me. It's become very serious, this politics thing. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Good morning, Matt.
How you doing?
Okay. Matt.
Uh-huh.
The bishop's comments were very relevant and appropriate, especially for the audience he had at that funeral. It's true, I would love from no one for us to hear him much more on the social ills in our society.
Mm-hmm. But
as it said, it's better late than never. So at least we can say we heard him on that occasion. No, that thing about hating people because I support this one and you support that one. The people need to be educated. I think it's ignorance and stupidity that is what is causing all this strife among people.
You're so right, because sometimes even me, if I wear a red shirt, you know, it's problems. People give you all kind of meep with them, huh?
But you know, that is just people need
to, that's so stupid.
Saying, you know, Matt, people need to educate themselves more about that politics thing. People looking at I supporting that, you supporting that as a hate thing. I always tell people it's not a hate thing. It's a question of people's choices. And the other fundamental thing, Matt, people must learn to respect people's opinion. Matt, you're making children, all of them are not the same. They have different views on the same topic. So it is just ludicrous, it is just downright stupidity for people to go on hate. Matt, you say about neighbors and neighbors not well again because of different...
That is so true. There are some people not talking to each other.
Yes, you say that doesn't happen again, and I'm going to correct you. It don't say it doesn't happen again. My next door neighbor, Matt, my closest neighbor to me, we support different political parties. And we are loving neighbors every day and twice on Sunday, before election, after election, during campaign. Nothing doesn't change between us because I respect her right to support who she wants to support. She respects my right to who I want to support.
That's how it should be. Huh?
Any rift between us. So I think more people should behave like us. Stop looking at the politics in that kind of a way, like you have to hate somebody and you have to from a pre. You have, when you're telling me families and families upset with each other for politicians, might the politician have to be upset with my family for he ain't born yet and his mother die, he'll never be born. You crazy or something? A politician cannot come before my family. My family is my family. And people just need to get educated and stop this blasted nonsense.
Thank you. Good morning, man. Let's say that the bishop has done something serious reflection and teachings from Pope Francis have inspired him to see the wrong that is consuming Dominica. The words of the bishop will hold weight if we see a change in the preaching of the priest, who is known, well known, to bash the opposition party. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, good morning.
Morning.
I want to support the last caller. I know how well we work together.
All right.
Some time ago, well, it's a while now, deceased Alfred Henry was the PAL rep for Wesley, you know, and B.A. Carbon deceased was a senator for Freedom. And I was sitting just by the parliament there at the time, waiting for my son. He was coming from the grammar school, passing through Windsor Park. Lunchtime, Mr. Henry and Mr. Carbon, they walked down. Mr. Henry had a white Toyota truck. He unlocked the passenger side for BA. He went on the other side, and they went for lunch. Matt, I would think during their travel, during their lunchtime, they spoke about what happened in the house. See? And these things, they don't have, these things don't happen now. And I think, I'm not saying the bishop is right to say bring back the whatever, but I think politicians and especially people who follow them should have a different kind of opinion against each other. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I think we need to come together. This is not talking to you, not talking to this because of politics. Makes no sense. No sense. 8:58, hello. Hello. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Mr. Pelletier.
Mm-hmm.
My brethren, I'm not being hypocritical about things. I said it even when I was confronted on DBS, when Mr. Linton said at Salisbury, we are not taking steggers again. Cool wash will fall down like rain. Politicians have to be very careful because most of the times they are the main instigators. What I'm saying, Matt, I have said something, I craft all kind of things. Not just carving, I carve woods, not just wood and painting, I carve words as well. I said, Matt, the perceived expectation of engagement. Matt vexed with Carlisle, Matt is my friend, and I find Matt is of influence. All of a sudden, I am vexed with Carlisle too, you know, Matt, you know that? And Dominica have that, or you don't hear what they say now about Nista, then somebody vexed with you because somebody says something about you. They don't know if it is true or not, you know, Matt. But talking about the instigation and incitement, when Roosevelt's Kerry go to Wesley and say, if you don't vote Playboy, if you vote the United Workers Party, the blood of the nation will be on your hands. When he tell people to go in workers' face, if you see them on a plane, in a funeral, in a supermarket, and call them traitors, that is why I'm saying there is a height of hypocrisy when you hear people talking about, people must come together, they should not make politics divide them, when the people who they put their trust in and they're holding them up high because they figure out they're people of high repute. It's like when you see Astafans or Nazis, yeah, you're going to curse a little ghetto person, but when you see these people there, like you, your tail between your legs and you're checking them, people are people of influence and respect, the power of perception, Matt. So when these politicians go on the platform and talk all the nonsense to people and talking about it's rhetoric or it's just politics, my brother, the people absorbing that, they listen to what you're saying and they start feasting and feeding on each other. The tribalism began because the politicians and Mr. Bishop, if you say, my brethren, I don't want to be hard on you, but my brethren, you have to be direct. You have to be blunt, brutally honest about truth. As somebody said, the truth don't need nothing, you know, it stands alone. So if you want to deal with truth, my brother, the child that cannot even talk, the person that cannot even understand your dialect or your language, they might be speaking French. When you speak truth, Matt, they feel it's truth you're speaking. Matt, have a blessed day, bro.